Okay, I'm joined by Abdul Rahman now, whose brother Jamal Al-Shayal is on the ship. He's a producer with Al Jazeera. We've heard reports, his reports from the flotilla before the raid, and we've also seen pictures of him reporting on the raid as it happened. Abdul, what's the latest you've heard?
Well, the latest I've heard is that the ship that he was on, the Mavi Marmara, has been docked, obviously, since last night, and that they were taking people off 10 at a time, which is obviously a very slow and laborious process because there's over 600 people there. And by midnight last night or 1 a.m. this morning, only 50 people so far have been taken off. I haven't heard anything from the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, unfortunately. They've said they've yet to identify anyone from the UK. I've heard that there's a Belgian national who's been identified and who's being repatriated. But that's about it, really.
It must be an incredibly worrying time.
It's incredibly worrying for myself, my mother, for my other brothers and sisters. And for his friends, really, and my friends. I mean, a lot of people have been calling and giving us, you know, messages of support and things like this. I'm hoping and praying that he's okay, and that journalists will still be treated as well as they should be in situations like this.
We have seen footage of him alive. Is that at least reassuring?
It's reassuring up to a point. I mean, up to the point where you've watched the same video about 100 times over and over again. But then you don't know what's happening afterwards. So, yeah.
What are you doing? Are you presumably you're sort of all the time kind of ringing up the Foreign Office, checking websites? You know, how does?
Oh yeah. I mean,
talk me through what you're up to.
Well, I mean, I'm calling the Foreign Office regularly. To their dismay, because they would prefer that people just wait until they get back in touch with them. I mean, we've got about 3 or 4 different laptops open here at home. I'm with my family. I mean, I'm not able to go into work, mainly because there's a big chance that if we don't get any news today, that I probably want to travel to Israel myself to see what's happening. His employers, I mean, Al Jazeera International, have told us that they've sent lawyers there. I'm still waiting to see what will happen. There's not much we can do physically, unfortunately.
Tell me a bit more about Jamal.
He's young. He's my youngest brother. He's 25. He went there. I mean, it's his area of interest, the Middle East, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. He was excited about going. He went to Turkey. He went to Turkey before the whole flotilla left. He reported on board as soon as they moved out. And, I mean, he's been embedded in that flotilla since it moved.
But has he been in any other sort of dangerous situations like this?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think he has. I mean, he's always been politically active, or as a student and as a reporter. He wanted to obviously try and bring this story to the forefront, believing that it's a lead story, a story that a lot of people will be interested in. And I think it's proven to be correct that a lot of people are interested in the story.
Well, all the best, Abdul. Thank you very much for sparing the time to talk to us.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.